A parent working full-time at minimum wage can only afford $377 a month in rent. That is, if she's to have enough money left over for other necessities like food, transportation, and diapers. This price is way below the market rate for a two-bedroom apartment in Baltimore City. So, that leaves lots of children living in unstable situations. Children's Health Watch says that young children whose families are regularly behind on rent have an increased risk of developmental delays. Young children who move frequently are more likely to be hospitalized than children living in more stable situations. And young children living in overcrowded housing are more likely to go hungry than those with the space and resources to thrive. The long waiting list for subsidized housing means children may grow up before affordable housing is even available. If we're serious about protecting children, we must do more. The Department of Housing and Urban Development found that housing vouchers give parents stability and keep kids out of the child welfare system. Homeless families who receive housing vouchers have reduced rates of domestic violence and alcohol dependence. Let's make safe, affordable housing an option for every Maryland family. Together, we'll build a place we can all be proud to call home. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.